From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Patty White with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 22nd, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Democratic leaders in Maine praised President Biden's decision on Sunday to end his reelection campaign, and a growing number of Democrat officials are endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the party's ticket. Kevin Miller reports.
Governor Janet Mills was the first prominent Democrat in Maine to announce she was backing Harris. Mills credited Biden with leading the nation through unprecedented challenges, but said she looked forward to doing everything she could to elect Harris, who Mills has known since they were both state attorneys general. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree said Harris was, quote, the most qualified person to continue the critical work, protecting our freedoms, preserving our democracy, and growing our economy. Harris also picked up endorsements from House Speaker Rachel Talbot Ross and all four of the Democratic Majority Leaders and Assistant Majority Leaders in the Maine House and Senate. Bev Uhlenhaeg has endorsed Harris in her capacity as a delegate to the Democratic National Convention. Uhlenhaeg, who is also chair of the Maine Democratic Party, predicted that Democrats will quickly coalesce around Harris.
We've definitely pivoted. You can hear it in everyone's voices. You can hear it in their posts. You can hear it in their emails to me about how excited they are about the future and this campaign. And so absolutely, there's been a change, and I think we're going to ride it right through November.
Maine's Democratic delegates are meeting Monday evening to discuss the revamped race for the White House. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine AFL-CIO is praising President Biden for being, quote, the most pro-labor president ever. A day after his withdrawal from the race for the White House, Union Communications Director Andy O'Brien says he believes workers will unify behind Vice President Kamala Harris or whoever is chosen as the Democratic nominee to defeat Republican Donald Trump.
His agenda is basically to continue to make it harder and harder for workers to organize and shovel more and more money to corporations with massive tax cuts. And he's just not on the side of working people.
Teamsters International President Sean O'Brien, meanwhile, has come under fire from national labor leaders for speaking before the GOP National Convention on July 15th. The chair of the Maine Republican Party, Joel Stedkus, says Biden's policies have crushed the working class in Maine. In a written statement, he says Kamala Harris would, quote, continue Biden's destruction of Maine. Maine is among a coalition of New England states that will receive $450 million in federal funding to reduce climate pollution through a heat pump accelerator project. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says the money will fund efforts in Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut to accelerate the adoption of both air source and geothermal heat pumps, as well as heat pump water heaters. The EPA says the project is expected to support more than 500,000 single-family and multifamily residential buildings. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, began accepting applications for benefits today. Mike Pepin of the Midcoast Maine Community Action Program says he's already scheduling appointments for November and anticipates heavy demand for assistance this fall and winter.
And we've been calling people for the last month and a half just to get them scheduled for this. So we're doing on average about 70 applications per week minimum, and that's not going to be including our walk-in traffic, which we are bracing for.
Pepin says his agency processed 2,500 participants for LIHEAP in Lincoln and Sagadahoc counties last year. Maine Housing says it anticipates federal funding for program year 2025 will be similar to last year at just over $41 million. Last year, fuel assistance benefits went to about 51,000 Maine households, 22% over projections. The town of Scarborough has issued a warning after several reported sightings of a shark in southern Maine. Harbormaster Darren Granada says a commercial fisherman first saw a shark off of Richmond Island last Thursday. Paddleboarders reported seeing a shark off Crescent Beach Friday, and there was another sighting off Pine Point Beach in Scarborough over the weekend. Granada says video footage was sent to a shark expert who confirmed it was a great white shark about 8 feet long.
It's really hard to determine if it's the same shark. However, it's meeting the same size characteristics, so my assumption would be it probably is.
A potential shark sighting off of Middle Beach in Biddeford last week was later determined to be a sunfish, which has a similar dorsal fin, says the city's recreation director. To avoid shark interactions, swimmers are advised to stay close to shore, limit splashing, and avoid swimming near seals and schools of fish. Bus service between Lewiston and Portland resumed today through a new pilot project funded by the Maine Department of Transportation. DOT spokesperson Paul Merrill says the project is intended to test the waters.
This is a bit experimental in a way to gauge what the demand is and then reevaluate in 2 years whether we continue the program or do something different.
The buses will make 8 total round trips each weekday with timetables geared towards serving commuters. Buses will also run on a more limited timetable on weekends. A one-way fare will cost $8. Stops include Bates College, downtown Lewiston, Auburn Transportation Center, Auburn Park and Ride, Monument Square in Portland, and the Portland Transportation Center. The new program marks a resumption of bus service between Maine's two largest cities after Concord Coach ended its Portland to Lewiston service last month. When the opening ceremony for the Summer Olympics in Paris takes place on Friday, a Lewiston shoe manufacturer will be looking at Team USA's feet. That's because Rancourt and Company designed and produced the shoes for all 592 U.S. Olympians. This is the fourth time that Polo Ralph Lauren has contracted with a shoemaker to handcraft Team USA's shoes. The first time was for the 2016 Rio Olympics, a pair of red, white, and blue boat shoes. Owner Mike Rancourt says the two companies are a good fit.
It made perfect sense for us as a company, and it made perfect sense for them to ask us to be part of it because they're fashion, they still make classic products, and we make classic products as well.
This year's design is a white suede buck shoe that Rancourt's 40 employees have been working on since early 2023. The opening ceremony takes place this Friday. Primetime coverage is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the benefits of walking. I'm Patty White. Thanks for listening.